1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Christopher Wray says there is no more time to waste. Congress needs to act now to reauthorize FISA, the law giving spy agencies the ability to listen in on the communications of foreign nationals overseas without a warrant.
It is critical in securing our nation, and we are in crunch time with our 702 authority set to expire next week.
Now, this week, 19 Republicans broke with their party to prevent the bill from coming up for a vote. Today, another vote is scheduled in the House. Baseball star Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter and best friend expected to turn himself in today on charges that he stole $16 million from Ohtani to fund his gambling habit. Vice President Harris visiting Arizona today expected to say that former President Donald Trump is to blame for the state Supreme Court move upholding an 1864 law against almost all abortions. This is ABC News. Pope Francis has some big travel plans. The Vatican now says he will set off on what will be the longest trip of his papacy in September, visiting Indonesia, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore. The 87-year-old Pope has been battling ill health and has been using a wheelchair because of a bad knee. Nearly 300,000 Americans will start getting the notices this morning. Even more of their student debt is being wiped out.
The Biden administration says they'll be wiping away nearly $7.5 billion in debt. It affects people enrolled in the SAVE plan, income-driven repayment plans, and public loan forgiveness plans. Emails are being sent out today to those affected. So far, the Biden administration says they've provided debt relief to more than 4 million Americans. The president says he will never stop working to cancel student debt. Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
And a relatively close call from an asteroid. It came closer to the Earth than many of the satellites that handle your GPS. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a weekend series in Baltimore. On the mound, Freddy Peralta against the Orioles' right-hander Tyler Wells. Yesterday's game in Cincinnati was rained out. A makeup date against the Reds is set for August. NBA, the Bucks in OKC to take on the Thunder tonight. The Bucks able to win their last two in Milwaukee against the Celtics and the Magic. Chris Middleton expected to return after sitting out Wednesday. Patrick Beverley on what it's like playing alongside players like Giannis or Damian Lillard.
My whole career, I've been fortunate to play with a ton of superstars, you know, a ton, literally damn near all of them. So it's an easy game, obviously. You got Dame, Chris, and Giannis, and Brooke, and there's so much out there. You know, teams have to help somewhere. Obviously, they're going to leave me, and that's up to me to make shots. Today, a different game. You know, I know I'm going to play a ton of minutes. Points going to come. It's all about playing winning basketball.
That's the Bucks' Patrick Beverley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny later this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high of 54 today. The wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, sunny 66. A few showers or thundershowers tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning where we talk with Mark Houston in just a bit from Bell In Sports Medicine. Got to find out how a guy who can talk about preventing every sports injury there is, all the things you need to do to stay healthy, all those kinds of things, who could break a tooth eating a sub sandwich.
A sub sandwich?
Sub sandwich. Broke a tooth eating a sub sandwich. What kind of a sub would that be?
There's had to be something in there, like a bone or something. How can you do that?
I don't know. We got to find out.
You can eat that.
But he's our guru. He's our guru on staying healthy. And he breaks a tooth in half eating a sub sandwich. So we got to find out.
Just with, take out your false teeth and eat a sub sandwich.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I'm just being honest with you. Okay. I'm just telling you. Yeah. All right. So anyway, but we're going to talk with Mark in a little bit from Bell and Sports Medicine. We're talking for Gary from the Land Sharks. That's the big Margaritaville event
that's coming up at the Epic Center
for you guys
a week from today
for the community shelter.
Yeah,
right.
So a week from today at 5 o'clock, because it's got to be 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yes,
right. So wasn't that one of his?
Absolutely.
And it's going to be very cool because it's got this whole like, where was he from? Not the Bahamas. What? Key West, right?
Yeah.
Key West. So
you ever been there?
I have not.
It seems like a place I'd like to try to go to. Key West seems cool. What?
Yeah.
It's an island. I love islands.
I think you would.
I would love to own an island.
Now, that
like
would
a
be
small
cool.
island in a lake someplace and just build my camp. Oh, man, I found a website. Somebody sent me a website about wilderness camps, wilderness cabins. You got to watch this, Jim. You want to talk about if I could start my life over again, what I would do? These guys go out in the woods and they build these log cabins out of scratch. You can't believe it. Wilderness. I want to say it's called, somebody help me out on this. Is it wilderness building, wilderness camping?
I wouldn't want to live in the wilderness. Not at all. I wouldn't like it. First of all, there's not a lot of sun because there's all those trees. And then there's a lot of bugs and there's animals. You leave it to the animals. Let's live urban. And you know, I like living in the hood. I like living with people and sidewalks.
Yeah,
and
living in the hood in your 5,000 square
just
foot
whatever.
Mansion.
I live downtown. I just
that's a historic resort. Yeah.
John, what I'm saying
tell
is
me again. Yeah.
I living out in a habitat that isn't conducive to the human species. You don't live out. I don't know. I wouldn't do it. I think that's great. Okay. You want to do that. And I'll probably visit once every 5 years.
Okay. Next time I'm at my brother's deer hunting camp.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Okay.
Okay. Next time I'm out there. But wait, you'd like this. I mean, it's got a bathroom. It's got a shower. It's got a sauna.
All right.
It's got everything.
And there.
Big TV. It's cool. Okay.
Wow. Now, that's a nice hunting lodge.
Yes, it's a hunting lodge.
You can't really call that a hunting lodge. You could call that a second home.
Oh, yeah, I'd live there in a heartbeat.
Okay, so. Okay.
Oh, in a heartbeat. I'd live there right now.
When you said, I'm going to my hunting lodge, I'm thinking something where the porta potty or something outside.
We used to have that. It used to be an outhouse. I'm a fan of outhouses.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You are probably the only, how can you be a fan of an outhouse? That would be like, I'm a fan of no shoes. I'm a fan. Well, that's not, I get something better than that. Horse and buggy, not, and just discounting the advancement in the automobile. That was one of the biggest things, one of the best things we did in this country was when we went to indoor plumbing. That just changed everything. So,
not for the better.
A fan of an outhouse is crazy. No, if it did for the better, because we said we go through the water's treated, municipal water.
What are these big? I see these big trucks on the way to Manitowoc in these fields, and they're putting something out in the fields right now. What is that, Jim? Do you know?
You mean the manure from cows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what?
Do they do that?
Who came on yesterday?
Why do they do that?
Who came on yesterday and talked about?
So the corn grows about 8 feet high, Jim.
No. What did we?
That's good for the environment. Outhouses are good for the environment.
Were you listening to our guest yesterday?
Which
from
one?
The Fox Valley
Clean water.
Watershed?
Yeah.
What did she say was one of the biggest causes?
Well, that's runoff, but that's not from the manure. That's from other stuff.
No, it's
that's
not.
From pesticides.
No, it's
it
not.
Is. You're it wrong. Is. Oh my gosh. Who worked on a farm? You or me?
Yeah, okay, but I've read about that
stuff.
Yeah,
so have I. I've experienced it.
It's runoff from not pesticides, from urine.
No, it's not. Mark.
Okay.
Mark,
hey guys, how are you?
Oh, my God. Good. Let's shift gears. Thank you, Mark, for being on.
How did you break a tooth eating a sub sandwich?
I mean, and how will you even admit that?
It was the worst. Monday, you come off vacation. You bite into a sub, and I felt like my face fractured.
What was it?
But you know, I have a little tooth next to my two big front teeth that was, it's been taken care of when I was a little boy. I had a little peg tooth, and it was built up, and so they had a crown on it, and guess what? It just shattered went right across. So my good old dentist, Dr. Adam Cook and his staff with Julie, put a temporary crown on yesterday. But yes, teeth injuries are not fun at all.
I got to tell you a quick story. I got to tell you this quick story, Jim. When I was doing GB basketball, we were in Chicago. We're playing at Northwestern, and we all ordered sub sandwiches from this sub shop right below. And the guys all used to come to my room because I'd rent movies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Nordgard, I can see this as plain as day. Bites into the sandwich, and he goes, what? And he pulls out this big piece of, like, glass from his sandwich. Like, good-sized piece. Or it was, I don't know if it was plastic or glass or whatever it was. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I mean, he pulled this thing out of his mouth. It was a big piece of glass in his sandwich in Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right, Mark, let's go back to the scene of the crime. How can you break? It's not like you were eating hard candy or something. Like, a tomato? How did you break it on a sub?
Yeah, so. You know, they for me, it was one of those things that, it probably had a weekend opportunity somewhere down the line. You know, I maybe had a steak last week on vacation, and they said it was already weak. But, you know, as you get older, you know, this isn't always for kids. The funny thing is my son on vacation last week lost a tooth. He's only 9. He's supposed to lose teeth.
Wow. Yeah.
So, it's one of those things. Yeah, young kids will lose teeth, and we know it's not a big deal. Another one's growing in. For an adult, though, it's a matter of, hey, you know, what do you do? And you really have to evaluate it. But yeah, it they stink. And you have to evaluate it because can this tooth be saved? Can it not be saved?
Right. Well, that's nice to hear that the Houston family is supporting the dental industry.
Keeping those guys.
My father always said, this is why you brush your teeth. He had teeth issues. And I have never had an issue really with teeth, no cavities. And then all of a sudden in the last, I had to have a tooth pulled also last year. Just the way it was growing in my old age, it was causing problems. And we finally just said, okay, it's way in the back. Let's just pull it. But I think it's one of those things to get that guidance from a dentist or an orthodontist. I mean, and that's why I just I thought it'd be great to, you know, I mean, I think people all the time, you may get an injury and it was sports, and it's a matter of, you know, some people are like, oh, well, that tooth is out, don't do anything with it. Well, no, in sports, a lot of times we have, you know, a kid could lose a tooth, and they have these little kits called Save a Tooth. You know, the tooth is out, the root's there.
Oh.
And the Save a Tooth.
I'm getting very squeamish right now.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, I think it's, you know, but they, I mean, it happens. And if you can save a tooth, now, there's one brand, it's called Save a Tooth, but there's lots of brands out there. It literally looks like a small little jar, and it's got a solution in there that helps kind of clean it and kind of keep that tooth good. Now, you can't go a week or two and just let it lay in there. You need to call your dentist and, you know, maybe gets put back in that night. And there's other things, you know, there's with teeth, though, they may get pushed back a little bit, and you can rock them back into place, and that root will hold.
Wow.
So it's just a matter of, teeth are no joke of, you know, the biggest thing is you just got to make sure you treat them very well. And those, they're very sensitive, and, you know, they're never sensitive because we eat steak, we chew on ice, which is probably not always recommended, or hard candy, but all of a sudden, yeah, you have that one incident and you're like, holy cow, the pain that you have sucks.
Mark, you're very knowledgeable in this, and you're Mark Houston with Belen Sports Medicine. I know you guys are really big into, you know, hearts and cardiology. Is Belen now getting into the dental?
Well, it is a big part of sports, though. Yeah. I mean, it really is.
Yeah. No, and I'm no expert, but I'll tell you that, you know what? No one wants to be an expert till all of a sudden your son or daughter, or you have an injury, and now all of a sudden you're like, hey, now what do I do? And I've also said, I think sometimes the best thing to do is make that phone call to a dentist, or at least get guidance on that in those evenings. I've had some people say, can I finish the game? And it's like, this game is not important, but your tooth is, if you want it to survive.
Mark, I was playing in a charity basketball game years ago, and against Packer players, and John Dorsey. We were underneath the basket, and Dorsey's huge, of course, and I did a thing where I did a head fake, and he went up, and then I went up. I had one good move in basketball, I had a good head fake, and I was going up as he was coming down, and his tooth hit the top of my head, and it knocked out his front tooth. I will never forget that. Yeah. We had to take him to the hospital, and I mean, it was, oh my God, it was the worst thing I've ever been involved with, seeing that. I literally knocked out his tooth by accident, obviously, but yeah.
Well, he had a good
Mark. Do those old mouth guards we used to wear in football, do those work?
It's so those mouth guards that John's probably referring to is called Boil and Bite. So it's a mouth guard that I'll be honest with you, most people never boil them, so they really don't work because they're never seated up in the teeth. They're sometimes better than nothing because it kind of gives you maybe a bridge across an area. Now, that was one thing I wanted to talk about, mouth guards. If I'll tell you what, I think for most parents, they should approach their dentist and ask, okay, should my son or daughter get a custom mouth guard? Now I get it. When they're 8, 9, it could get expensive getting a custom mouth guard. With a kid in high school, I think if I had a kid in high school, I would have them custom make 2 or 3 mouth guards. You know they're going to lose one, and the second one should go in their bag, and maybe the parents carry the third one. But they will work if you get custom mouth guards. I think some people used to never want to wear them because they say, well, you can't talk to them. Well, if they're properly fit, you can talk very well. There's a lot of pro players, basketball players, that wear mouth guards, and it's usually an upper, not a lower.
Right. You know, I mean, the only way we do, you talk about custom fit. Mark, can you stick around? I want to talk a little bit more about it. We're going to send it a quick break. We got Gary coming up too.
Yeah.
I still want to talk.
Yeah,
I think this is very important. Because, like, when I was in school, they'd give you this plastic thing. They'd tell you to melt it in a bottle or in a pan of boiling water and then put it in your mouth to fit it. And that's all there was. I mean, they didn't do anything. I want to talk a little bit more about this. Okay, Mark, can we come back?
All right.
Thanks,
all right,
buddy. Mark Houston, Belen Sports Medicine. Back right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. 48 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 48 in Oshkosh. We're with Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark, I'm keeping it over because I think this is something very important that we're talking about. We talk a lot about sports injuries, but the teeth thing I think is very important. And as I mentioned, I was unfortunately the part of that where I saw what can happen with a tooth breaking off in somebody's mouth. And I've also seen it in hockey and things like that. But if my son played sports like that, played a contact sport, and basketball these days is a contact sport. It just is. I definitely say you got to wear a good mouthpiece. Don't you agree?
Yeah. No. And hey, I want to first say Todd Michaels is the best because I love it going in and out of your guys' segments.
Yeah.
The best music producer out there.
Best producer in radio history.
That music there, I think that was Beverly Hills Cop that was. Yes. You know, I'm going to age myself here, but that's okay.
There you go. You win.
Yeah. Is this the
Every
man?
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Is this the man that put a banana in the tailpipe? So go ahead, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, I could break up Beverly Hills Cop's lines all day long, but go ahead.
John talks about these. It's called Boil and Bite. It's a plastic mouth guard. You know, a lot of times you see a mouth guard and it's got a strap because it was made for football helmets. A lot of times they're just cut off or they just flop away.
Yeah.
But you know it's you take them. They look oversized. You put them in boiling water and then you take them out because it softens the plastic and you move them in. It's better than nothing. I'm not going to deny it. But most people don't even do that step. That's why I say to get a custom mouth guard. You know it definitely is. You know, someone in basketball may take an elbow. Honestly, that's where I've had three of the rook nails because when I was a young boy at 8, 9, 10, I got hit in my jaw and technology wasn't able to tell me that I damaged the nerves at that age. I knew I was having problems, but they could never figure out what was going on. And it was all until I was at UW Green Bay and I had to see my dentist's dad now, Dr. Brian Cook, who ended up saying, I had an infection down there. So what those mouth guards may do is actually kind of keep those teeth in place. That's the big goal. It's not about just breaking them. You want to try to make sure that root doesn't get affected. And every one of our teeth has a root. So if you can kind of keep those in place, that's the goal of the mouth guard. Is it going to be perfect? No, it's not. But I think also a custom fit one. The cool thing is, they can put a kid's name on them. They can put a phone number on them. They can put a logo on them. They can do a lot of crazy things. Yeah, it may cost you $100-$200 to get them made, and that's why I say if you're gonna get one made, get two or three made.
Totally agree.
Because they've already made the mold. And my point with it is, if it's gonna save you down the line, trust me. These bills come in, dental injuries are no joke, and we probably don't always treat them as serious as they are, because if you can save a tooth, you definitely want to save a tooth.
I mean, everybody can bounce back from a sprained ankle or whatever, but you're not going to bounce back from a busted tooth, you know, especially when it hits the roots. Right. The worst one I ever saw, Mark, was a teammate of mine. He was in baseball. A guy was on deck, you know, swinging the bat, and my buddy walked over to pick up like the batting donut. Remember the donuts? I don't even know if they still have those. They'd put on bats, the weighted thing. And he reached down to pick that up and stood up, and the guy, you know, took another swing and hit him right in the mouth and knocked out all of his front teeth. It was terrible. Hey, Mark, when you come back again next week, or even, come back early next week, we're going to have you on can we get Mark on for a special thing next week, Todd? There's some other stuff I want to talk to you about. So can we get you on twice next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can talk about it.
Okay. Because there's some other stuff I really want to talk to you about, okay?
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff.
This is really good stuff. I think it's really important for young athletes and for parents to hear.
All right.
Awesome.
All right. Have a nice weekend, Mark.
Yeah, Mark from Bell and Sports Medicine. Thanks, buddy. Good to have you back, brother. See ya. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Yeah, there's a couple other things I just saw. I was reading about youth sports as far as like preventing some types of things. So definitely want to have him on again and talk about that.
And the guy does no prevention. And now mouth guards. I agree with everything
he said. That's always been a fear of mine. Because you know what? Todd, introduce our next guest, please.
Gary's with us from the Land Sharks. Of course, big event coming up at the new community shelter, raising some money. And Gary's on from the Land Sharks, one of the members of the band.
All right, Gary, the mayor here, ex-mayor.
The director of the community shelter.
Well, I'm not a director. I work at the community shelter.
I think you're a director.
I'm not a director.
Do you have a title? You got an office?
I do. I do have a nice office.
You got an office?
Anyway, hey, we're going to talk about... Hey, we are very excited about this. You're coming up here. This is a kind of a Jimmy Buffett. I'm not saying a tribute, but a Jimmy Buffett party. That's what it is. We got the Parrot Head group coming in. We've got the food stations or the cheeseburgers, and of course we have margaritas, and everybody's gonna be wearing their. And it's gonna be great. But we got the highlight is your band's coming up, and did you play with Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, we did several times. The first time we met Jimmy Buffett was in Key West. We were playing down there, and he came up and he joined us on stage and played with us. And once he did that, he hired us to be the house band at Margaritaville, and we played there for a while for him. And he used to come in there every once in a while, too.
Well, we're relocating
Margaritaville. He's a great guy.
Everybody says that. I mean, I wasn't his biggest follower. I mean, everybody knows his music, but so we're relocating Margaritaville up here to the Epic Center next Friday at 5:00. And of course, the theme is Margarita Bay, but it's 5:00 somewhere. So you're going to be playing. You got quite a set. I was kind of looking at some of your music. You play for what, 3 hours?
Yes, sir. Yep, it's going to be a party, no doubt.
It will be, and we've got some, and I don't know if you, I guess I saw your contract. I mean, this is for the new community shelter, which is a programmed homeless shelter here in Green Bay. You know, people want to give us money, but we want to thank them and reward them by having them have a really fun evening, and we're excited about you guys coming up.
We're excited about coming up, no doubt.
And do you have a favorite song, favorite set?
A favorite Jimmy Buffett song?
Yeah.
Besides the obvious Margaritaville, I would say mine is A Pirate Looks at 40.
Okay, I don't know it. It sounds good.
Then more reason to come to the event. We're going to hear you sing that.
I mean, this could be a great event for the people that are big Jimmy Buffett fans, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And let me tell you, A Pirate Looks at 40, that's one you want to check out.
Okay. Outstanding.
All right. That's going to be fun. Say,
and that's a week from tonight, right, Jim?
It's a week from today's Friday. It's a week from tonight. So where are you coming up from?
Yeah. We're coming up from Orlando, Florida. We're going to bring the warm weather with us.
Okay. Nice. We're counting on that, too. we're excited about this. And tell me a little bit about Jimmy Buffett. I mean, like I said, everybody knows some of his music, but was he good to the backup band and to the...
Oh, he was great. Jimmy Buffett was great to us. I mean, he basically gave me my career.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Once we played with Jimmy, you know, he hired us and we started playing at Margaritaville. But he said a lot of great things about us, you know, as he was going around. And that really helped us a lot.
Well, awesome.
He was really generous. He did that with all of the musicians, all of the, like, Parrot Head.
Isn't that awesome? We are so excited to have you in Green Bay at the Epic Center next Friday at 5:00. It's just going to be a great party, as you put it. Meet me in Margaritaville, Epic Center. The tickets are $100 each, and the money goes to a great cause. And, yeah, safe travels coming up here. We're going to have a lot of fun with you. We'll probably try and get you on the show then, too. But
yeah, maybe next Friday morning.
Right. So thank you for being here, for coming up here and supporting this. We're so excited about getting, Land Sharks up here that played with Jimmy Buffett. All right. See you next Friday.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gary, from Land Sharks. We'll be back with Adam Lee. Coming up on the Grand Oshkosh, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted Pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Penny-pinching consumers here in the United States aren't the only one changing their buying patterns at the grocery store. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Katie Burgess, broker analyst with EverAg, is keeping an eye on it. She says it's not just U.S. consumers that are trying to find value at the grocery store.
The other one that I'm watching carefully is just how consumers in other parts of the world are dealing with inflation. So similar to how consumers here have been paying more for groceries, gas, labor, all sorts of things like that are more expensive here in the U.S., that's even worse, especially in places like Southeast Asia, where they've had to pay more for their primary grain food staples. And so because of that, it just doesn't leave that much room in the budget for dairy. And so consumers, they've only been willing to buy dairy products at relatively low prices, and that really has hurt global prices for dairy producers worldwide.
That's Katie Burgess. She's one of the broker analysts with EverAg, and you can feel that downward pressure in our dairy markets. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny and a quarter to 154 and three quarters. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 at 151, and AA butter declined another 3¾ cents on Thursday to 289 and a quarter per pound. We also had a World Ag Supply Demand Report that hit the marketplace yesterday. Is the market hitting back today? Numbers are next.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
The April World Ag Supply Demand Report wasn't quite as bullish as the market had hoped for yesterday. The government is predicting lower corn and higher soybean ending stocks. Right now, they're pegging the 2024 corn price at $4.70 a bushel. That's down 5 cents. The season average soybean price, according to the World Ag Supply Demand Report, forecast now at $12.55 a bushel. Down 10 cents. We'll see where it falls. This morning in Chicago, we're still mixed as far as our grain trade's concerned. December corn's down a penny and a half, currently at 464 and a half. November beans down a penny and a half, 1162 and three quarters. July wheat up just a half a cent right now, 566 and three quarters. Currently, the May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, that's up 11 at 1613. The June milk is up 9 right now, 1662 a hundredweight. So there's your market snapshot. On a Friday, I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Scattered clouds this morning, becoming sunny later this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high of 54 today. The wind northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 36. Tomorrow, sunny 66. A few showers or thundershowers tomorrow night. Then on Sunday, sunny with a high of 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From I-43 to I-41.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday. You know, Friday is kind of devoted to artistic people.
What's a fun Friday?
It's, people it's, that are a lot cooler than us. Oh, did you play an instrument?
That doesn't take much. Yeah, I played the trumpet.
Oh, that's right.
A little piano. Yeah, I liked it. Okay. I love music. And I...
Hey, by the way, can you seriously bring in your little piano? Because we had Miss Green Bay here yesterday, and she was talking about her... actually, you know who we're going to have on? So, Todd, I sent you a thing about Kimberly, right? Former Miss Wisconsin?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to get her on, talking about what it's like backstage at these pageants and everything that people go through. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I was a judge one time or an MC, and I hated it.
Yeah, I was
because
too.
Everybody was so good. I felt bad. You know what I mean?
You have to pick someone.
Yeah. I mean, you know another thing I hate? Like chili eating contests. Because they're all good, and I feel bad with not, you know what I mean?
Well, you shouldn't. Yeah, okay.
I'm a lot more sensitive than you think, Jim. Hi, Adam.
Adam, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Todd,
somebody put here, quote, I'm a fan of outhouses. Please isolate that. Here's another one. I'm a lot more sensitive than you think, Jim.
One shirt and a saying on each side.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of outhouses.
Yes.
And I'm more sensitive. Yeah.
Than perfect. You think.
Okay. Yep. Than you think.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Right. Hi, Adam Lee.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
I'm going to tell you this every time I see you for the rest of your life.
Dear God.
I enjoyed the Garth Brooks thing so much that night. You can't believe it.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
I loved your energy. I loved your talent. I loved your messing around with the crowd. I love you giving that guy so much crap about his cell phone that was still a flip phone. You are great. You know what? And Jim and I have talked about this because he used to work at the Carlton. And we talk about, you know, some people phone it in or whatever versus a stage presence. And, man, you got a phenomenal stage presence.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's cool. You were
not too cool for the room.
No, I appreciate that.
Honestly, that was awesome.
Give you guys a compliment. I was driving in today and I was thinking, man, I am tired. I am crabby. I'm in a bad mood today. And then I got into the studio here today, and I heard you guys ranting about some crazy stuff, and it made me smile, and I'm a happy guy
all
now.
Right. We do it for a living.
Yeah, well done. You do it well.
Thank you, buddy.
I just pick up on what Johnny said, but that was a great show, and we love local talent, of which you are, and you put on a great show. The Meyer Theater is an awesome. You like to play in awesome events. I'm taking it because you are going to the Grand, right?
Yeah, Grand Oshkosh this weekend, tomorrow night.
That's
Todd's home.
Todd, how cool is that place?
Love it. Absolutely great. The acoustics in there are awesome. Yep. It's like, doesn't matter where you sit in that place, it feels like you're right up next to the stage.
Yeah, we're hoping we're going to pack the place out tomorrow night. It's going to be a really fun night.
And what's the theme?
It's Garth Brooks tomorrow night again. Yeah, so, okay.
Are you going to play Bella Woods?
Are you going to come to the show?
If you promise to play that, I'll come to the show.
Done.
Awesome. So what else going on in your world, Adam Lee, who's a phenomenal talent?
Yeah, man, we had a show last night. That's why I'm crabby and tired this morning.
Ooh,
so we were out till...
ADRC, where were you?
So ADRC is coming up this week, actually. Yeah, okay, so that's Wednesday. So
okay.
This is Garth week. I didn't realize. Saturday.
So you're going to be at the... what does it stand for? No. The next week, the ADRC.
ADRC is next Wednesday.
And that's... What does it stand for?
The Aging Disability Resource Center.
Yep. Which is right down the block here, basically.
Great coffee shop. Great little restaurant.
I want to come to that. Can I come? Can people come to that?
Yeah.
That is just you solo. You're not bringing his entourage that you usually travel with.
Yeah, which is a whole unique experience, right? So you get a little bit more storytelling, a little bit more time just to kind of engage with the artist.
I don't think you gave your keyboard player enough crap. We just consider him eye candy. Well, this big guy with 300 pounds sitting there.
You're bringing the six piece to the Grand.
To the Grand for sure, yes.
So another guy that did that, the guy that died in a plane crash, ran out of fuel.
John Denver?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he would do the orchestra, but then he would come and just sit on a stool and play too, which I thought was really cool. You know, Harry Chapin, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Some people just want you there, and then, which that's a great venue for that at ADRC. So, we're going to go to that. But tell me a little bit more about the Grand. You must really like these very, the acoustics are great, but the ambiance is great.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's years of talent that have, you know, entered into that building, so
and
it's
that's cool.
Cool to be part of that lineup, and honestly, it's just, it's a really cool ambiance. We're excited to be part of that show.
All right, we've heard your show a couple times. We love you. Play a little something that they're going to hear at the Grand.
Yeah, all right, let's, I was trying to think of some stuff that I haven't played on air before, right?
Because
I've been here a few times now, but Let's do. We'll stick with some Garth Brooks. I feel like, John, you're going to like this one.
I know I'm going to like this. There's nothing about Garth Brooks I don't like.
Well, she's my lady, look, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real...
We sell tickets. We're trying to sell tickets to the show.
She's my little queen of the south.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're two of a kind. Working on a full house.
Todd, this great producer you are, cut Johnny's mic.
She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman. I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
No, John's keep it going, just keep it going. Give me the part about sometimes okay. We fight just to make
this
up.
This time I found a keeper.
I made up my mind.
Lord, and the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit. No hill's too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So call the curtain, honey. Turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. You're mine, and that's what it's all about. Why, yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
Yes.
All right.
No, 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 we gotta get another part. We're gonna get just for me.
Adam.
Come on, Adam. Come on, you gotta give that to me.
Well, I don't know who to listen to.
He'll play a song on that. No, but Adam. So, Adam, you
have to. Adam, Jim, I gotta say this real quick before we get back to Adam. Watching the video stream. John is digging this. He looks like he's sitting at a tavern with maybe a beer in front of him. Gemini, and John's over there shaking his head with his
Jim
head down.
Jim is over there with his head.
Jim yeah. is down. He wants to crawl under the desk.
Yeah. Yeah. Jim looks like the disappointed wife. I've gotten that look a million times.
Husband's drunk. We need to leave.
So let's talk about that. Adam, so you go to these concerts, high energy, and you engage the community to the fans to sing with you.
Heck yeah.
On a number of your songs. Some of you do solo, but how do you deal with these loud, tone-deaf people?
So that's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I mean, that feels pointed.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't it, don't you find that tone-deaf people sing louder than the people that can sing on key?
I feel uncomfortable with this conversation, Jimmy. If I'm being honest.
No, I think it's great that you let everybody sing along. And there are those of us who... came to see you, but we hear the guy next to us.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Hey,
it's well, it's like that in church.
It
or
is
really
in church.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
like
right, right. So it is fun. You have such good... Yeah,
Adam,
just
I
still so
want to know, though, because you're a DePere guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you've adapted these other personas so well without formal training, correct me if I'm wrong, you've right, kind of yeah. done this on your own. What's the process in that? Because we bring in musicians every Friday, and I love hearing the backstory. How did it begin for you?
Yeah, you know, the Garth story is fun for me because, again, I've told the story on air, but I started playing guitar the day after I watched my first Garth Brooks concert because he just moved me. The songs, the stories, the way he engaged with yep. the crowd, which you guys talked about. So that really built who I was. So when I tell people, you know, who inspires me, it starts with him as number one. But anybody that I listen to that I enjoy with everything I got, like I'm just, right. I study him because I love it. Like wow. I'm singing all day long and... people like Garth are really easy to follow. And then there's, you know, the new guys, the Luke Bryans of the world that I sang last night. And I love Luke. And I can yeah. somehow find my way just singing. I find a way to sing like him and enjoy his music the same.
You know, I'm a huge fan of old classic country from yeah. way back. Yeah. But right now, it's phenomenal. Country music right now is fantastic. Wouldn't you agree?
It's hot. Yeah, it's
hot.
It's a big
what do you
deal.
Think about Beyonce going into it?
Yeah.
Not so hot.
Yeah,
it's like polar two things. Some people, oh, this is so great, and other people are like, no, stay
right.
out of country.
Yeah, and it changes throughout the years, right? I'm sure yeah. people 20 years ago said the country would never look like it does today.
Well, wouldn't you say Garth was the first person that kind of bridged? You
absolutely.
Know,
yeah, he made it cool, right?
Yeah.
Garth made country cool, yeah. and Beyonce yeah. will change it as well.
Yeah,
so good for her.
So we talk about these upcoming musicians or great musicians in our community, and I don't think people realize. You don't get rich when you start in this business. And, you know, you have a job, a full-time job.
Sure.
You have three boys, two that you put in hockey, which I don't, you should have called me first.
We're mouth guards. We'll just talk with Mark Houston yeah. from
Bellin
about that.
But that is so time-consuming.
We'll talk about that again next week.
And you're balancing it all. I think that's says a lot about your passion.
Oh, I appreciate it. Yeah, there's certainly plenty to balance, and I got to thank the beautiful wife that's probably right. listening this morning, right? She does a lot of that tough stuff at home and makes sure kids are getting to the right places at the right times, right. and I get to live the
That's what I mean. People don't see the backstory. They see on stage, right. and, oh, man, he's got the perfect life. Mm-hmm.
And he's going to go home, he's going to go to bed, he's going to wake up and, you know, go for a run, and but you got to go to work, and then you got to go to hockey and practice.
And truth be told, yesterday I drove to our show, and I took a nap while the wife drove me there, and that's a real story.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
And
love you, Amy.
You're doing that to share your talent with us. I mean, if you're going to drop one of those things, it would probably be the music, right? I mean, because you need the job and you obviously your kids are top priority.
Unfortunately, it doesn't pay as much, yeah.
Right. But I think it's great you're doing this. So
I appreciate it. So
you better have a side gig if you have three kids in hockey.
That's true.
I just don't know why you picked hockey.
I'm looking for a second side gig. I don't know if you guys are looking for anybody.
That's an expensive sport.
Or a butler or a nanny, because, man, you got it going on. Hey, so Garth Brooks, is that your feature?
Your go-to?
Or do you talk about Luke Bryan. What else do you share with the – and what are you doing at the – not the Epic. At where are we?
Grand.
At the Grand.
Yeah.
Is it all Garth Brooks, or are you going to do a little –
Yeah, Grand is all Garth.
Okay, cool.
So we have Grand coming up on Saturday, which is the Garth Experience. Next Wednesday is the ADRC right downtown Green Bay, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah, we're good.
Awesome. Can't wait to see you guys. Grounded Cafe is a really cool place. You guys are probably familiar with that.
Yep.
It's a community event. There's still some tickets available. Taco bar, dinner event kind of thing. So it'll be a really fun night doing
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
Yep. And then next Saturday, we're actually out at the gala in Door County doing our Morgan Wallen show. So I know you guys are chuckling about the Morgan Wallen stuff this morning.
He was in the news this week for throwing a chair off a 6-story building.
I saw that.
Yeah,
you told
he got
me about
felony
that,
charges. Say. He's been phenomenal, phenomenal talent. Mm-hmm. But, man, he's got to get his head screwed on straight, doesn't he?
He's a young, senseless man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's not screwed on straight.
No, not yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Not yet, but he's hugely popular.
And that's got to be tough. You know, it's a little bit like athletes, but you become very popular and you really can't control the environment. And that guy's a little crazy, but he's going to settle down and he's very, very talented.
I would imagine. Yeah. A little bit of alcohol can't help things.
Yeah. Alcohol fuel. No question. Let me ask you this. Who's like on the horizon for you? I mean, you've got Garth down pat now and you got the other, other guys, but who else do you listen to and say, I want to get there?
That's a great question. Zach Bryan's probably the guy who's probably the hottest guy in country music
Absolutely.
Right now.
He's phenomenal.
Unique, and there's kind of a group of guys that are coming up that are doing the storytelling, kind of what I call hippie bluegrass country kind of stuff. It's just really unique and
I
cool.
I love that kind of stuff.
So we're going to be doing some Zach Bryan this summer, actually. We have a show out in Chicago that we're calling The Barn Burner, which is a mixture of Zach Bryan and Morgan Wallen. We're going to go back and forth and do a little battle kind of thing. And
how far do you travel?
We'll go 6 states around Wisconsin.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're hoping to branch us out. With something like we're doing, it's a really niche show.
Yeah.
You know, we can't do Garth 20 times in Wisconsin
because
people get sick of it. So we want to bring it around a few different states.
It's awesome.
And some people like to go back. You're studying all these up-and-coming guys, but do you go back? Do anybody that was around back in the 60s?
60s, maybe.
Maybe 70s. Okay, 70s. You're young.
Johnny Cash.
See, right? Like, that stuff is
Jim,
still...
Jim, just be quiet, please.
It's timeless.
I got to sing. I hear the train a-coming.
Todd, it's cut it.
It's rolling around
cut
the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in
Folsom. He's got a good voice.
Prison.
It's just it's not on pitch.
Time keeps dragging on.
Not even close.
How was it?
Are we going to break or?
Wow. 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 Yeah. Adam Lee joining us in the house. Can you stick around, Adam?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Outstanding. Right. Very cool. We got Senator
We got a whole minute, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you were giving us the wrap. Well, let's pick it up again then.
No.
Let's get to the part of
do an instrumental.
My mama. Can you pick it up with my mama?
Oh, dear gosh.
My mama. Oh, don't get the part. My mama always told me.
Here we go. We got to count. Musicians got to count. You can't just go into it.
Five, four, three, two.
What?
My mama always told me, don't ever play with guns. I shot a man in Reno just to watch him. I think I got the lyrics wrong.
Yeah. You do.
I think I
you got the pitch wrong and the lyrics wrong. Other than that, you're spot on.
I thought the music was
Should I give him the guitar, Jim? Should we see what happens?
Right. We're trying to...
Do
people are
going
to listen... People are listening. What if they tune in and we didn't reintroduce our guests? They're gonna be like, I'm not going to see that guy.
That was Adam Lee singing.
Exactly. Suddenly we...
Can I get a refund?
Yeah.
No. Here, Adam Lee.
Fine. Wow.
Attendance in an all-time low.
How about Sunday morning coming down? Do you know Sunday morning coming down?
No, I do not.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Adam, I'm doing you
we're
a favor.
Find my
I'm
niche.
I'm going to do you a favor. We're going to go to break. You and Johnny sing all you want. When we bring you back, we'll have you sing.
Great. Sounds good.
Adam Lee, Christy's coming up later. We got the weekend. What's up? Live from the deck with Matt Harbor. A lot of stuff. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head.
It that didn't hurt. Thank you, Todd.
And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
I what makes him think
just
he
Jim,
can
please, for the people.
What? Did your mom tell you my closet
for the people?
For my clothes and nobody's told you cleanest dirty shirt.
And, do you think you can play
Jim,
quarterback?
Please, buddy.
Hey, Todd, I have an idea for a new name for the show. We could call it Todd's Got Talent or John's Got Talent
or The Gong Show.
Todd, where did this text come from? Tell me, read this text for me.
This says, Mino, no.
Wow.
I think it has to do with your singing. I'm
wow.
just.
And again, I'm not even, kidding about that. This. In my head, in my ears,
yeah.
You think you're
I sound fantastic.
I know that's.
I sound fantastic.
All tone deaf people think that.
I sound fantastic.
That's the breath, and then you sing loud because you think everybody else. But you are in your own little world when you sing.
I told you what that nun told my mom. My mom was so mad because I got a D in music.
I think your mom really
and
protected
it's this
you.
Old nun, Sister Wilfrida, I think.
Ooh.
And she, my mom goes, "Why did Johnny get a D in music?" And she goes, "Because he sings like a frog." That's what she said.
Okay.
Honest to God.
And she wasn't wrong, John.
And then no. where we had to go. Okay. We had
see,
to
listen
go.
To that. That's from a pro.
We were supposed to all go to 10 o'clock mass every Sunday in the summer for the choir.
Right.
And she said, if you miss one class, you're in serious trouble. And I missed one. She didn't say a word, and I never went back. This is a true story, too. During singing class, okay, she had me wash the blackboards.
See? And you didn't take any of those signs?
That's before my voice changed.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, it changed already.
Yeah, boy, did it.
So, Adam, what time is your show tomorrow night at the Grand?
Yeah, 7 p.m. tomorrow night at the Grand.
Awesome. Yep. For people in Oshkosh that haven't heard you, especially for the Garth Brooks stuff, stop in. It's phenomenal. Yeah. It really and truly is.
It's nostalgia, right? It's nostalgia and a really fun concert event. You guys have a great time.
Just hope they don't have a balcony that you're going to whine and complain because there's so many steps to
get. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, I'm going up to the balcony for... But, oh, man, I didn't know there were so many steps.
There was 327 steps.
I believe it. Boy, did you have the crowd into it that night, though, down here at the Meyer.
Always have
you
a good
had
time
the
in.
Crowd into it.
It. With these tribute-like shows, it's so easy to get the crowd into it because they're already into it. They buy a ticket for an artist, and they love that music. They're going to come fired up. And
you know,
it's,
you
want to
know what
my
I
job's
think,
easy.
You know what I think is the greatest compliment towards your Garth thing? Is that the people that have gone to us at 50 Garth Brooks concerts were there, and they were so into it, singing every song with you.
Loved it.
I mean, I could see somebody like that being like, Garth's our only person.
Yeah.
You had them in the palm of your hand. They were phenomenal.
We loved them.
That was great.
They're buds of ours, yeah, for sure.
Are there still tickets? For the show?
There's still some tickets.
And I just want to say about your show, and I do like going to shows, live shows. That is more than a date night. You can bring a group of friends. Yeah. Like, it's one of those, like, it's fun to go with six or eight people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't want to say it's a party
versus
atmosphere.
Me sitting by myself, and you and Donna felt sorry for me.
Yeah, I did. So we got and sat behind you.
Yeah.
That's really fun about these shows.
Okay, here's another thing. Todd. What did I say happened the other night when we did the international food tour here in downtown Green Bay? What did Jim do?
Oh, he wouldn't sit next to you? He
told me to move. I sat next to him on the trolley bus, and he told me to move.
I asked you to move.
Asked me to move. We're at the concert, okay? And him and they see me sitting there by myself.
So we came over. We felt sorry for you.
Brought me a drink.
Yep.
Okay? Because the line was so long to get a drink.
I brought you double.
And Donna goes, well, John, we'll just sit here with you. And Jim goes, no, we'll sit behind him. True or false?
Well, it's true. It's true. But it reminded me of Chorus. Were you in Chorus? You know you were, because you can sing. So, like, somebody like me who has just a great voice, I would be, like, in the third row, fourth, because then I would sing and the person in front of me could hear me.
Okay.
And stay on pitch.
So that's why you wouldn't even sit in the same row
with
me. At the Meyer Theater,
or in front
you
of
refused
you.
To even sit in the same
right,
row with
I would've
me.
I would have been next to you. And then if I'd sit in front of you, I would be hearing that. So that's why I sat behind you. It was totally strategic.
Adam,
go ahead, man.
I was going to point that out to you when you're on stage, but I thought I'd let it go.
Thank you for that. That would have been very distracting for me.
Hey, you don't have any warm-up bands, do you? I mean, you hit the stage and you let it rock.
Well, it depends on the show.
Okay.
I'd say half the shows we do, we bring in opening act. Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes that's me. Sometimes I get to get out there and play guitar for a little while and warm up the crowd.
You know, I got a kick out of those, too. I remember, and actually, concert I want to go to is they've got the Lynyrd Skynyrd. ZZ Top,
oh, yeah.
Kind of coming up. And I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd one time in Arizona. And it was right before they died, actually. The plane crash. But anyway, this was 1977. And boy, they had a bottle of Jack Daniels on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And I noticed you had something on stage, but I saw the tea bag sticking on.
Yeah, not
it's
quite.
It's like it's a different era of those guys, right?
Yeah, we got to take care of our tools right here, buddy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dennis from the Glam Band said the same thing. He drinks tea on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different era.
Stage beer. That's what I had last night.
Right. So tell me, the opening act, do you have an opening act at the Grand?
The Grand is not.
No, okay, that's just awesome.
Just all good.
Some people don't like opening acts,
yeah.
You know? And some of them, I mean, I can't think of the name of it, but some of these opening acts are awesome.
Yeah.
I like it when it's a little bit different. Like, I would prefer to see a comedian and then you. But
oh.
I know you guys like a lot of music on music, but you never want to be overshadowed by an opening act, right?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think opening act is a good opportunity to bring other talent that maybe hasn't had all that experience.
And that's cool you're doing that.
We really like to do that.
I would love to know over the years, other concerts I've gone to, who some of those opening acts were.
Yeah, heck yeah.
You know, because a couple of years later, they might have been huge.
For sure.
They all were. I got to think, I went and saw an opening act, and they actually overshadowed the main act, and they became, and that happens.
Sure.
So anyway, but you are the great main act, and you've taken away any threat of an opening act.
Because you're the main guy. So. Give us a little something, Adam Lee.
Yeah. All right, what do you want to hear?
Give us something you're going to be playing at the Grand in Oshkosh.
So we got 2 minutes, so why don't you just take us right
take
to
us
the top
right
of
the
break.
Right. And is it tonight, the Grand?
Grand is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
Saturday night, Grand in Oshkosh.
Grand in Oshkosh.
And then Wednesday?
Garth Experience, Grand
in
Oshkosh,
Bay.
And then in Green Bay, ADRC on Wednesday.
We're there.
And this is going to be a little bit more what you're going to hear at the ADRC, right? Just me on a stool singing songs and telling you stories about Garth.
Do you want to bring me up? Is there anything?
No, God.
We'll consider it.
You think
it
you didn't
if
learn
I
that already?
All right. Oh, good song.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind. If I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? As if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, and she must face this world without me, is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow?
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.